Blog Talk Radio.
One, two, one, two. Yeah. Special dedication to my brothers and sisters on the great continent of Africa. The saints in Malawi, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe. Don't be deceived by what America's sending y'all, yeah, man. Let me begin. While there's still ink left in my pen, I'm set to contend. For truth, you can bet will offend. Deception within. The church, man, who's letting them in. We talked about this years ago. Let's address it again. Yeah, and I ain't really trying to start beef. But some who claim to be part of the sheep got some sharp teeth. It cats get mean when you criticize them. But Jesus told us, Matthew 7:16, we can recognize them. And God forbid that for the love of some fans, I keep quiet and watch them die with their blood on my hands. So there's nothing left for me to do except to speak to you in the spirit of Jude 3 and 2 Peter 2. And I know that some will label me a Pharisee, because today the only heresy is saying that this heresy. I dare to be specific and drop some clarity on the popularity of the gospel of prosperity. Turn off TBN, that channel is overrated. The pastors speak bogus statements, financially motivated. It's kind of like a pyramid scheme. Visualize heretics Christianizing the American dream. It's foul and deceitful, they're lying to people. Teaching that camels squeeze through the eye of a needle. Ungodly and wicked, ask yourself, how can they not be convicted? Treating Jesus like a lottery ticket. And you're thinking that that's a dangerous type, because some of the statements are right. That only proves that Satan comes as an angel of light. This teaching can't be believed without a cost. The lie is you can achieve a crown without a cross. And I hear it all the time when they speak on the block. Even unbelievers are shocked how they're fleecing the flock. It should be obvious then. Yeah, I'll explain why it's sin. Peep the Bible, it's in 1 Timothy 6:9-10. It talks about how the desire for riches has left many souls on fire in stitches, mired in ditches. Tell me, who would teach you to pursue as a goal the very thing that the Bible says will ruin your soul, huh? Yet they're encouraging the love of money. To make it worse, they've exported this garbage into other countries. My heart breaks even now as I'm rhyming. You want to know what all false teachers have in common?
What?
It's called selfism, the fastest growing religion. They just dress it up and call it Christian. Don't be deceived by this funny biz. If you come to Jesus for money, then he's not your God. Money is. Jesus is not a means to an end.
No.
The gospel is he came to redeem us from sin. And that is the message forever I'll yell.
Down.
If you're living your best life now, you're headed for hell.
Talk to him.
Joe Osteen.
Osteen, John.
Let him go.
Dressel Dollar is a
Osteen, John.
Well, to well.
Benny Hinn is a
Osteen, John.
I know they're popular, but don't let them deceive ya.
Talk to him.
T.D. Jakes is a
Osteen, John.
Tell the truth.
Joyce Meyer is a
Osteen, John.
Let him know.
Paula White is a
Osteen, John.
Determine, let the Bible lead ya.
Keep going.
Fred Price is a
false teacher.
Tell the truth.
Kenneth Copeland is a
false teacher.
Who else? Who else?
Robert Tilton is a
false teacher.
I know they're popular, but don't let them deceive ya.
Talk to them.
Eddie Long is a
false teacher.
Let them know.
Juanita Bynum is a
false teacher.
Who else? Who else?
Paul Crouch is a
false teacher.
You should determine, let the Bible lead ya.
But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their sensuality, and because of them, the way of truth will be blasphemed. And in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. Their condemnation from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep. 2 Peter 2, 1 through 3.
Good afternoon, dear saints of God. Good afternoon and welcome to another broadcast of Contending for the Faith. With me, who am I? I'm your brother. You know me, I'm your brother. I'm your brother, and I am your servant in Christ. And we're in studio today to talk about Juanita Bynum. That's right. We're here to talk about Juanita Bynum, and talk we shall. Now, if we're talking about Juanita Bynum, it's not our doing. Juanita Bynum has brought it upon her lonesome. She is responsible for the fact that she is the hottest topic in the apostate church. Juanita Bynum is the hottest topic in the apostate church. That's right. And so we have no choice but to talk about Juanita Bynum because she's been acting very, very silly and very, very kooky. Very silly, very immature, and I would dare say even she's acting very kooky, which means that we should have the paddy wagon available and also a straight jacket, if you ask me. She's not a happy woman. Juanita Bynum hasn't been happy in a long time. Have you ever seen pictures of Juanita Bynum in the last 10 years? I have not seen a picture in the last 10 years, ever since she got stomped on by her husband, Bishop Weeks. He stomped on her good. And I'm not for domestic violence, let me tell you. I am not for domestic violence, but everybody saw that one coming. When you have a woman that throws bricks into the windshields of cars, and again, I'm not condoning it. I'm not saying go ahead, Reverend or Bishop Weeks, stomp on her all you want. No, no, no. No man should lay hands on any woman. But you saw it coming. You just saw it coming. And that's what happened to Juanita. She was acting all manly. You can't have two men in a marriage. You can't. Cannot have two men in a marriage. You can have a man and a woman. When you have two men in a marriage, now we're talking about two testosterone men. We're not talking about a man who is effeminate and another man who's effeminate. There's a lot of couples like that. But I'm talking about you can't have a man who is ordained of God to be the man and then have a woman who's not ordained of God to be a man, acting like a man, wanting to be the man, wanting to wear the pants in the marriage. You can't have that. You because I can tell you, you're going to have trouble, ugly trouble. And it's been years. I would say in my guesstimation, and there's been many, many, many pictures of Juanita Bynum in the last 10 years, I haven't seen the woman smile. She looks like a sourpuss all the time. A sourpuss emphasizing on sour. My goodness gracious. You know, there used to be pictures of Juanita when she smiled, she looked pretty. But today she ugly. Juanita, listen, she is mad all the time. She is, you look at Juanita, even when she's supposed to be smiling, she's got a puss on her. I mean, a sourpuss face. So, we're going to be talking about this thing that went down between her and Pastor John Moore, who happens to be a very nice young man. In my opinion, Pastor John Moore happens to be a very nice young man. Now, the one thing I blame Pastor Moore for doing, the one thing I blame him for doing, and it's not even, you know, again, inexperienced as a minister caused him to go up to her hotel room. That's inexperience. That's a rookie error, a rookie mistake. I never go to any preacher's hotel room, female or male. I just don't do it. Mm-mm. No, that's a no-no. You just don't do that. But the one thing I blame Pastor John Moore for doing, and that is inviting Juanita Bynum. Why? Because Juanita Bynum is a wolf. She's a wolfette. She's a wolfette. And you never invite a wolf to minister to the sheep. Now, I know that there are people out there who call her Dr. Bynum. Doctor of what? Doctor of what? What is Juanita Bynum a doctor of? What university did she go to? What graduate school did she go to? Can we have a look at her doctoral thesis? Now, she claims to have two PhDs. Two PhDs. Really? You have two of the highest because the doctorate degree, the PhD doctorate degree is the highest doctorate there is, is the most prestigious doctorate there is. And since it is the most prestigious doctorate, the PhD, you have better done your homework. In order for you to get a PhD, not only do you have to fulfill all of the course requirements, but you also have to write a doctoral thesis, which is a doctoral thesis of all doctoral theses. So she claims to have two PhDs. I would love to see two doctoral theses, which she's not going to be able to produce because she doesn't have any PhDs. Now, she can hoodwink people who don't know anything about education, but she's not hoodwinking me. Now, if you said to me, Juanita Bynum has two doctorates in ministry, I would say, okay, because the doctorate in ministry does not require Greek, Hebrew, or Latin. You don't have to take language courses when you take the doctor of ministry, when you register and you are earning your doctorate of ministry degree, no language required. No Greek, no Hebrew, no Latin. None whatsoever. But it's a different story. It's a different story when you're going for that PhD. Boy, do they require the languages. The languages is a major component of that PhD degree. So I don't know. Now, we're talking Bible now. We're talking a degree in Bible, a PhD in biblical studies. You better listen, if you're a reputable school, Juanita Bynum, if she really has PhDs, she should be walking around with Hebrew and Greek interlinears and Hebrew and Greek lexicons. I've never heard Juanita Bynum talk about a Hebrew lexicon or a Greek lexicon. I don't even know if she knows what the word lexicon means. I don't know that Juanita Bynum owns a Hebrew or Greek interlinear. I don't even know if she knows what the word interlinear means. I don't know. So she's called Dr. Bynum. Dr. Bynum. Doctor of what? Can someone explain that to me? Miss Bynum, can you call the show, Miss Bynum? Ms. Bynum, can you call the show here? Can you let us know what doctorates you have earned? And by the way, listen, you have to be an Albert Einstein to do two PhDs at the same time. That's another thing. How could you earn? Listen, you have to be, as Spanish people say, un cocotón. I mean, you really have to be a brainiac. You have to be an Einstein in order to do two PhDs at the same time. How does she do two PhDs? You see, I mean, if I was to interview her, since I am a former educator, I can ask all these questions, and she would be going humana, 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 humana. Because I am not George Bloomer. I am not the Bishop George Bloomer, where I'm going to fawn all over her because she's got two PhDs. No, I'm not George Bloomer. I am well-versed in Christian education. That happens to be one of my major fortes, Christian education. I have several fortes, but Christian education happens to be one of them. So how did she earn two tough PhDs at the same time? Because she doesn't have the mental capacity to earn one PhD. She doesn't. How do I know that? Listen to her preach. You can tell she's a moron. She's a moron. She's a moron in a white outfit. See, and that big old robe that she's got, that big old white robe, that's really a straitjacket, in case nobody knew. That's really a straitjacket. She thinks Juanita Bynum thinks that that's her ministerial robe, but really, it's not a ministerial robe, it's a straight jacket. Just in case, if she goes bonkers, she already has it on, and her staff already knows what to do with the straight jacket she's got on. So please, someone needs to explain to me how Juanita Bynum did two PhDs at the same time. And in what? And what university? What university did she go to? What school did she go to have earned two PhDs at the same time? Now, like I said, you really have to be very bright, extremely bright. And here's another thing. Juanita Bynum has been on the road. As she tells us, she's been preaching. Now, according to Juanita Bynum, she's been preaching for 47 years. In other words, I interpret that as she's been hustling for 47 years. Now, she's been on the road. Juanita Bynum has been on the road. She's been on the Word Network. She's been on the Impact Network. Juanita Bynum, she's on the circuit. I mean, she is being whizzed around the world. Now, how can you do two PhDs while you're being whizzed around the world? I mean, wait a minute. You mean to tell me you're all day, you're at the Daystar Network scamming people with Marcus Lamb, and you have time to do a PhD? Then you go from the Daystar Network with Marcus Lamb, and you run over to TBN, and you do another bunch of shows, and you have time to do a PhD. And then you run from Trinity Broadcasting Network, you run over to the Impact Network and do a bunch of shows there, and then you mean to tell me you got time to do a PhD? No. You're running over to the Word Network. Then you're doing conferences, then you're doing Facebook, then you're doing Periscope, and Juanita Bynum doesn't sleep. She doesn't sleep. She's hustling 24/7. So if we were to put all the time that she's on air, all the time that she's in front of a camera, all the time that she's in front of the crowd, you have to ask yourself, it must be a Mickey Mouse fabricated PhD, because like I said, the PhD program, it is the toughest program. Most people go on sabbatical. Most pastors stop pastoring for a year or two in order to devote themselves to get their PhD. Most pastors cannot pastor a church and do a PhD at the same time. It's just too grueling of a program. So how in the world does this woman, who doesn't take a break from scamming people, somebody's got to explain to me, how does she do not one but two PhDs? Tell me. Now again, she's not talking to Bloomer, because Bloomer doesn't know, he doesn't know anything about Christian education. So she can run that by Bloomer, and Bloomer say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, prophetess. Praise the Lord, you woman of God. But not me. Not me. Not me. Mm-mm. No. No. Not me. Mm-mm. She can be celebrated in the church for having two PhDs, but that's because people don't know what it takes to earn a PhD. They don't know. They don't know. She does not have the vocabulary. She does not have the theology. She does not have the biblical education to reflect a PhD. She doesn't. The woman is ignorant. Juanita Bynum is an ignorant woman. An ignorant woman. Much less, listen, not only does she not have book knowledge, Juanita Bynum has no Christ knowledge. She does not know Jesus. You know, Jesus said, on that day many shall say to me, didn't we not prophesy in your name? Did we not cast out devils in your name? Didn't we do many wonderful things in your name? And Jesus will say to them, depart from me, workers of iniquity, I never knew you. She has no knowledge of Jesus. She doesn't, listen, She is not a servant of Christ. She's a servant of self. As Shai Lin says in his song, what do all false teachers have in common is called selfism, the fastest growing religion in the world, where men shall be lovers of self. That's what Paul says. In the last days, perilous times will come because men shall be lovers of self. It's a new religion. It's called selfism. Me, myself, and I. So again, I ask, Dr. Juanita Bynum, can you call the broadcast and can you let us know? Can you let us know what is going on? Can you let us know? We would like to know, Ms. Bynum. We would like to know. Now, in our first broadcast, we posed the question, is Juanita Bynum a true anointed prophetess of God, or is she an immature, wiltering baby snowflake? That was the first question, because as you all know by now, Juanita Bynum canceled out a preaching engagement because, allegedly, as Larry Reed likes to say, allegedly, the pastor, John Moore, entered into her hotel room and by accident saw her bloomers and saw her bra. So that infuriated the prophetess. It grieved the prophetess. It wounded the prophetess so that she could not preach because she feared that if she got up to preach, the pastor, John Moore, the host pastor, John Moore, would remember what the panties looked like, and then he would be imagining how she'd look like with those panties on. Like, I really don't think Pastor John Moore cares what Juanita Bynum looks like underneath her white robe. I don't really think he cares. I mean, that's just my opinion. So she canceled, which proves that she's an immature, wiltering, you know, like a flower wilts. You know, under the strong rays of the sun, a flower wilts. Juanita Bynum is a baby. She's a 60-year-old woman, but in reality, she's a baby. She's a wiltering, immature baby. She's a little snowflake. You know, we call teenagers snowflakes. That's what we're referring to here. I'm 60 years old and I've been preaching for 47 years. Well, it doesn't show. And those two PhDs, they don't come across like you went to school. Sorry. No. Not when you quit on a preacher who laid out all this money, brought you into town at a great expense, and I blame him, because you never invite a wolf or a wolfette to preach to sheep. Never. Never. Juanita Bynum is not a prophetess of God. She's a false prophetess. A false prophetess. And Juanita, if you don't like what I'm saying, you can call the broadcast or you can have anyone on your staff call. And I have so many audio clips that will prove that you are a false prophetess. You have said things that have gone contrary to things Jesus said. And Jesus tells us that if people say things contrary to what he says, mark them as false prophets. So I have to do what my Lord and Savior said to do. I have to do what Jesus said to do. And he specifically said, if someone comes and preaches something contrary to what I have told you here in the Word, mark them as false prophets. So that's, we're obligated to mark Juanita Bynum as a false prophet. Plain and simple. What she teaches has gone contrary to the teachings of our Christ. So, yes, Juanita Bynum is an immature, wiltering baby of a snowflake. Her actions do not reflect that she's been pulpiteering for 47 years. Her actions do not reflect that she has grown in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord. She's a baby. Put diapers on her. And listen, don't put adult diapers on Juanita Bynum. She's not an adult. Put baby diapers on her. What is the smallest size of baby diaper? Newborns, put some newborn diapers on Juanita Bynum. Now, that might be a little tough to put some newborn diapers on, but that's what she deserves, newborn diapers. Don't put adult diapers. Don't put senior citizen diapers on her. No, put little infant diapers on her. Put newborn diapers, like the kind of diapers that they put on babies as soon as they're born in the hospital, and they put those little babies in the nursery at the hospital, and you're looking through that see-through glass, and you're able to see your baby. Those are the kind of diapers. As soon as they come out of their mama's womb and they get their first diaper, that's the size diaper that needs to go on Juanita Bynum, because she's an immature, little wiltering, little baby snowflake. And anyone who's raised teenagers like I have know that teenagers can't handle much in life. They wilt under the pressure. That's right. That's why they're called snowflakes, the snowflake generation. We're surrounded by snowflakes. But we did not expect for Juanita Bynum, who is 60 and going, who's been 47 years in the pulpit, according to her. She started at 12, did her first weekly week of revivals when she was 16. Well, you know what? Your actions don't reflect any of that. Your baby, put a pacifier in her mouth. Put a pacifier in her mouth. Put her in the car seat, and maybe we can drive her around the block a few times to see if she falls asleep. Just put a pacifier in her mouth, and if she spits it out, just duct tape it there. Just get some duct tape and just put the pacifier there and just duct tape the pacifier. Put her in the car seat. And let's see if we can drive around the neighborhood for a few minutes to see if she finally falls out. Now, yesterday, program number two, we talked about how Juanita Bynum, again, is she a prophetess? We posed the question, is she an anointed woman of God? Or is she a tantrum-throwing, crocodile tears hustler? And we concluded that, yes, she is all about the crocodile tears. And we know that the phrase crocodile tears originates in the scientists who studied crocodiles and who noticed that crocodiles make the sound like they're crying. Crocodiles make the sound like they're wounded. Crocodiles make the sound like they're hurt, only to lure the unsuspecting and the gullible to them. And once some fool approaches the supposedly wounded and crying crocodile, that's when the crocodile jumps up. It's not wounded at all. It's just making the sounds as a ploy. Oh, that crocodile is crying. What's wrong with that crocodile? What's wrong with that little creature of God? Well, let's go lay hands on the crocodile. Let's anoint the crocodile with oil. Let's see if the Lord will heal the crocodile. And when you go over there to minister to the crocodile, because you hear it crying and you suspect that it has crocodile tears, only to find out after you're in the crocodile's belly that the crocodile was not hurt at all, but the one that's hurting is you, because you've been chewed up and swallowed by the crocodile who had crocodile tears. In other words, a person who has crocodile tears is a hypocrite, is an actor. Juanita Bynum is no prophetess of God, but a tantrum throwing, like a baby, again, a baby, throwing a tantrum because somebody saw her underwear. And we know the whole story about her and no more sheets and how many people have seen her underwear. How many people in the church have seen her underwear and a whole lot more? Not just the underwear, but a whole lot of other stuff they've seen. So she is a tantrum-throwing, crocodile tears-crying hustler. Oh, she cries. But listen, it's not working. It's not working. I was looking at different videos posted on YouTube by so many people who do what we do here. And I was reading the comments of the people who had viewed the videos, and they don't look up. Listen, some people are saying Juanita Bynum needs to repent. Other people are saying that Juanita Bynum needs to go on vacation. Another people say that Juanita Bynum needs to stop preaching altogether. Juanita Bynum, so other people say she's a false teacher. Other people have said that she needs to refund his pastor his money. Other people have said that's enough. Juanita Bynum is acting like a criminal. I mean, no, I didn't read one post in all the videos that I was listening to, and I was reading the post underneath. I didn't find one sympathetic person towards Juanita Bynum. In other words, Juanita, the jig is up. People have already figured out, people are tired of your tired act, and they have already figured out that you are what I've been saying and what others have been saying for a long time. You are a false prophetess. That's what you are. That's what you are. Now, some will still come to your defense. Others will say, oh, she's the woman of God. She ain't no woman of God. She's a, listen, she's a pulpit gangster is what she is. That's what she, and keep deceiving yourselves and keep that she's got an anointing. She's got no anointing. She's got a scam going is what she's got. And I'm entitled to my opinion. And if she doesn't like it, she could call the broadcast and I can point it out to her where she's a scam artist to her face. So, okay, she's an immature, wiltering baby snowflake. She is a tantrum-throwing, crocodile-tears-crying hustler. So what is the question that we want to explore today? The question today is Juanita Bynum a true prophetess of God or a Jussie Smollett copycat? Is Juanita Bynum a true prophetess of God or a Jussie Smollett copycat? And I do see parallels between what Jussie Smollett did, the actor from the Empire television series. I see parallels in what he did, and I see parallels in how Juanita Bynum has recently acted. I see parallels, and I'm not talking about the gay stuff. I know that Jussie Smollett has revealed that he's a homosexual male. I know that Juanita Bynum has said she sleeps with women. That's not where I see the parallel. That's not what I'm alluding to. I'm also not alluding to the parallel that they're both black and they live in America. Jussie Smollett is black. Juanita Bynum is black. Jussie Smollett lives in America. Juanita Bynum lives in America. That's not the parallel that I'm drawing here. No. That's not what I'm talking about. So let's go to the audio. Let me pull up this audio. All right. Let me pull this baby up. And I want to show you what it is that I'm referring to when I say that there is a parallel between Jussie, and it's not Jussie, but Jussie Smollett and Juanita Bynum, okay? And I'm pulling up an audio that appeared on the, or was created by the Trevor Noah Show, the Trevor Noah Show. Trevor Noah is a comedian. I guess you would call him a millennial comedian. He's from that particular age group. And come on, computer. We got some work to do here. And of course, all right, let me do this. because time is of the essence and we can't be here wasting our time here. All right. So in the Trevor Noah show, he alluded to this Jussie Smollett thing, and we want to check it out. All right, here we go. Just bear with me, saints, for a moment, and let other people know while I'm doing this, you can let other people know that we are trying to pull up some audio here. And, okay, here we go. Now, Trevor Noah is the host of The Daily Show, and he is going to make comments here on Jussie Smollett as I get this commercial out of the way. All right. So here we go. Listen to this. And after he makes his comments, then I will draw the parallel between Jussie Smollett and Juanita Bynum, which no one has done to this date. I'm the only one making this connection, and there is a connection. There is a connection. So here it is.
By now, you've all probably heard about the incident involving Empire actor Jussie Smollett. According to Smollett, he was walking the streets of Chicago a few weeks ago at 2 a.m. trying to get a Subway sandwich when he was beaten up by two white guys. And not just any two white guys. These guys recognized Smollett from Empire, and then they beat him up while shouting homophobic and racist slurs at him. Then they threw a noose around his neck, poured bleach on him, and yelled, "This is MAGA country." But now it seems like maybe there's a lot more to the story.
Chicago police want to re-interview Empire actor Jussie Smollett after getting new information about the alleged attack against him. Two brothers told police Smollett paid them to stage the attack.
That's right. The police now believe that Smollett staged his own attack, which would be insane. But you have to admit, there's a certain part of the story that was always a little weird. Like, who are the MAGA supporters who hate gay people, who hate black people, but also happen to watch Empire? Like, I've heard of hate watching, but that shit would be next level. It's like a member of the Klan buying tickets to Fiddle on the Roof, just like, "Look, I'm no fan of the Jews, but you gotta admit, they can play a mean fiddle." So now, it's being reported that Jussie Smollett paid a couple of guys to fake this attack, but who would accept money to do such a thing? These guys.
Sources say these Nigerian brothers told detectives Smollett directed them to buy the rope at this hardware store and reportedly even rehearsed the assault ahead of time. Ola and Abel Osundairo were captured on surveillance video around the time Smollett said he was attacked. Ola Osundairo is connected to Smollett through Empire, where he played a prisoner in season 2.
One of the men was the actor's personal trainer.
Hold up. Wait. So Smollett's Nigerian personal trainer is one of the guys who beat him up? That doesn't make sense. Unless maybe his trainer was just really pissed off that Smollett was eating Subway. Maybe that's what it was. He just went there and he's like, what did I tell you? No cops after 7 p.m., huh? No cops after 7 p.m., huh? This story is so weird. I'm sorry. Like, I don't care who you are. This is a weird story because now they're saying that Jussie rehearsed the attack a few days before it happened. And look, I'm not going to lie. That's the one part of the story that actually makes sense to me, because if I was paying these two to beat me up, I would want to practice too, okay? No, I'm sorry. Look at this photo. How many abs does the guy on the left have? It looks like he stole a couple of abs from the other guy. So in the public eye, this story has moved from a hate crime against a popular TV actor to a giant hoax by a popular TV actor. But Smollett still insists there was no collusion.
So again, what's the parallel between Smollett and Juanita Bynum? The whole thing was staged. Smollett staged his victimization, and Juanita Bynum staged her victim. That's it, staged. Because according to the pastor, he never went into her room. All of this was staged. He never, according to the pastor, he never looked at her panties. He never looked at her bra. All the accusation that this man, that this pastor looked at her bras and took a good look at her panties, all of that is coming from the Juanita Bynum camp. But the pastor says it never happened. And the hotel staff that rented the room to the pastor for Juanita Bynum and her staff claims that the pastor never looked at her panties and never looked at her bra. So this is a hoax on the part of Juanita Bynum, the same way Smollett created a hoax. They're pro-promoting a hoax. They both created the hoax. That's the parallel. That is the parallel. Now, again, Jussie Smollett is a small-time actor. He doesn't have a big part. He's like an accessory to the TV show, but he's not one of the main characters. He's not a genuine movie star. He's a little above an extra. You know how in movies they hire people from the community to play extras? You go ahead, run, and you're just part of the crowd and you're running. Well, Jussie Smollett is a little bit more than an extra. He wanted fame. He wanted to draw attention to himself. The guy is narcissistic, so he concocted this whole hoax, hired people. But it all fell apart. The story was strange. The story didn't make sense. It all fell apart. The same thing with Juanita Bynum. The story doesn't make any sense, and the story has fallen apart. It's all a hoax. It's Juanita and her camp saying that this guy looked at her panties and looked at her bra, but the hotel staff and the pastor says it never happened. It never happened. So here is Smollett being interviewed on Good Morning America. Here he is, and we want you to, and this is Smollett giving his version of what happened to him. Listen to this. He's going to come on very shortly with Robin Roberts, and he's going to give his little version of what happened to him and how it's not on. And I want you to see how he goes to tears the same way Juanita Bynum went to tears. And remember yesterday when we did the show on Crocodile Tears and I played that little clip of Juanita Bynum going to tears? Well, Jussie Smollett does that right now. He gets a tissue like Juanita Bynum gets a tissue. He's got crocodile. There's not one tear coming out of Jussie Smollett's eyes, and yet he's using the napkin, he's using the tissue to pat his eyes down because he's just, you know, he's just a waterfall of tears. He's just Niagara Falls. But it's crocodile tears. Just like Juanita Bynum, her crocodile tears. Listen to this.
No collusion. Who the make something like this up or add something to it? You do such.
Now this is him telling Robin Roberts, who would make something like this up? You did. You made it up. You made it up.
Add something to it. You do such a disservice when you lie about things like this.
If the attackers are never found, how will you be able to heal?
I don't know.
Now he starts to go, I don't know. He starts to cry. If the attackers, well, they were found, and they weren't white, they were black. And they weren't, they didn't hate him, they worked with him. And his, and they weren't out to rip him off, he paid them. Robin Roberts says, what will happen if the attackers are never found? And he goes to crying. The same way Juanita Bynum went to crying. Crocodile tears. That's the parallel. They both made this hoax up. He's got his hoax. Juanita Bynum's got her hoax. And like the narcissistic people that they are, it blows up in their faces. It blew up in his face and is blowing up in Juanita Bynum's face as we speak today. Same thing, same. This is the parallel. Not that they're gay, not that they're black and they live in America, but that they concocted a story in order to draw sympathy because they want more attention, more fame. And don't tell me Juanita Bynum doesn't want attention. That's what she's about all the time. Look at me, world. Look at me. That's Juanita Bynum. That's all she wants is attention. That's why the pastor told us yesterday that she required that in producing a flyer for his conference, her picture had to be bigger than all of the other participants in the conference because she was the mainline speaker. Tell me if that's not narcissism. Here's Jesse Smollett talking to Robin Roberts of Good Morning America.
Hackers are never found. How will you be able to heal?
I don't know. Let's just hope that they are. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's not go there yet.
You hear him sniveling? He's let's not go there yet. Meanwhile, he paid these guys. This idiot paid these guys with a check. He gave them a check. When they were arrested, because there's cameras everywhere now. There's cameras. And the two guys in the hoodies weren't white. They were black. They had MAGA hats, but they were black. And, yes, we did it. Well, if you're black, why did you beat up on a black? Oh, we were paid. He paid us. Oh, he paid you. You see, but at this time, when he's with Robin Roberts on Good Morning America, he doesn't think that the scam, the hoax, is going to unravel before his very face. Because he's as dumb as Dr. Bynum. These are dumb people. Dr. Bynum has two PhDs, but she dumb. I don't know where she got her PhDs from, but this woman is dumb. Again, here's the interview with Robin Roberts.
Illusion. Who the make something like this up? Or
now, again, the reason why you hear a beep is because he says, who the F would make up a story like this? Who the F? Well, you did. He's outraged because already from the beginning, people are saying, wait a minute, this doesn't add up. White people don't watch black shows. That's not they don't. This story is just, it's bizarre. It's a weird story. Just like the panties and the bra story is weird, very weird. Just like that story is very weird. This story, and he's saying, who the F will make up a story? Well, you did it. You were found out because the two brothers that you hired to supposedly beat you up and do all the stuff, and they confessed to the police. They confessed. And then they showed them the check that you gave them in order to pay them off for the job that you had them do. The story fell apart. But he goes, who the F would make up a story like this? And that's when he said, look what happened to me. I didn't want to come on Facebook. But I had to do it. Of course he had to do it. Because, again, she's not happy with her life. She's not happy where she's at. She wants more attention. She wants more sympathy. This is what narcissistic people do. They'll do anything to get attention. Anything. Even create a hoax. That's what they do. So I see a parallel between Juanita Bynum and Jussie Smollett. She's a copycat, Jussie Smollett. She is. She's not a prophetess of God. This woman is an embarrassment, is what she is. An embarrassment.
Who the make something like this up or add something to it? You do such a disservice when you lie about things like this.
If the attackers are never found, how will you be able to heal?
Now watch him go to crying. Watch him go. How would you heal? How would you heal?
I don't know. Let's just hope that they are. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's not go there yet. Let's
He's sniveling. And he's squinting. He's trying to squeeze out. There's not a tear coming out. Let's not go there yet. Well, why not? This is an interview. That's why we have you in front of the cameras. Because we want to go there. We want to talk about. What do you think an interview is? Where you just sit there in front of the cameras and you don't answer questions? No, we have to ask you the hard questions. That's what investigative reporting is. Yes, they did. Oh, and he's crying, and he's patting his eyes. I just want them to find him. Oh, sweetie, they're not going to find him. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. And Jussie Smollett never imagined that his hoax would be revealed. Never imagined it.
That just made me so angry.
Okay. Either this guy's telling the truth, or he deserves an Emmy for that interview. Because if all of that is just a performance, I don't care what he's lying about. You can't cancel him. He's too good to not be on TV.
No, he really stinks, Trevor. He really stinks. Now, this is Juanita Bynum yesterday. I want you to see the similarities, okay? Let's just bring up Juanita Bynum. Okay, Juanita Bynum versus Pastor John Moore. That's the way it's up in YouTube. All right, let me bring it up. Okay, and let me put it at the 12:48 mark, what I did yesterday. Okay, let's see. It's coming up shortly. And I want you to see how now, and I'm starting it a little early to give you some context, but you're going to see where Juanita Bynum starts. She starts to talk. And she goes from talking normal and being outraged. Now, she's outraged. She's been violated. Like Jussie Smollett felt he was violated. She's been victimized. Like Jussie Smollett said he was victimized. The difference is he claims he didn't know those who victimized him. And she knows who victimized her because she says Pastor John Moore came into her room and saw her panties and saw her bras, and that for her was being as though being she was being she had been raped or victimized. Let me put it that way. All right? Okay, so here she is. Listen to this. And, you know, I can't. There's nothing I can do about the background noise. That's her audio on Facebook. So it's going to start getting good in just a few minutes, but I just want to start it at 12:48 to give you some context, to show you that she's mad face. She ain't crying. She has no. She's not talking. She's not revealing herself to be a victim. She, at this stage, she's outraged. But she goes from being outraged to being wounded, from being outraged to being victimized. Listen to this.
The fact that I'm getting ready to go and stand in somebody's pulpit who's seen all of my underwear. I'm sorry, people. I just felt naked, and I still do. And I just felt so violated. And what he said was, he came in my room to put something in my room. But then his assistants put juices and drinks at the front desk for Unica to take to my room. And as a male, why would you come into my room? Why didn't you send your wife into my room? And his wife has profusely apologized to me. But people of God, there's some things that's just distasteful. Some things you just don't cross the lines for. I would not have ever known that he had a key to my room had this lady not been so rude to inform us that she knew all of my garments and spread it around my room. And so at that point, that was the end of the rope for me. I can tolerate a lot. But so no, it wasn't Juanita Bonnet per se as to the reason why I didn't show up in that church tonight. It's like, I'm standing up there preaching knowing that you know what I have on underneath my dress. That, I don't know. Maybe we living in this modern day world of Christendom. Maybe the millennials is on some other kind of drugs. But where I come from and the way I was raised, that's just too private. That's just too personal. And when Unica confronted him respectfully, he said, well, I just wanted to put something in her room. And she said, but that ain't how we do that. You know, you would have had to contact me to put something in her room. And I looked around my room, and there was nothing left in my room. There was no flowers left in my room. There was no fruit basket left in my room. So other than that, I guess I really don't understand the reason why you would have been in my room.
You see how she's on the defense? She's attacking. She's attacking. But this is a hoax. Look, saints, we know that everyone who's in church, let's talk real. We know that when you go to a church and there's 1,000 people in that auditorium, you know that everyone's wearing underwear, T-shirt, men are wearing underwear and T-shirt and socks, and we know that women are wearing panties, bras, and stockings. Look, if you are an adult, if you've been alive for the past 60 years like Juanita Bynum, you have accrued enough knowledge to know that everyone in church wears the women wear panties, the women wear bras, the women wear pantyhose, okay? Some women elect not to wear pantyhose in the summer. In the winter, they wear panties. Okay. Every woman in the church knows that every man has a pair of boxers on or a pair of Fruit of the Looms or, you know, a T-shirt on. And listen, panties are basically all the same. You've seen one panty, you've seen them all. I mean, panties are panties. Underwear are all the same. Pantyhose. So you mean to tell me, Juanita, come on, Juanita, grow up. Someone you claim soyist, and that's a violation? Just someone looking at your stuff is a violation. How about the people who sewed the panties at the factory? How about the people, how about the people in the sweatshop who sewed the panties and sewed the bra? Is that a problem? How about when you go to TSA, when you're going to get on a flight and they open up your suitcase and the TSA people with the gloves, they move your stuff around? Do you get mad at TSA? I'm not going to fly because you saw my panties. This is a hoax. This is her way of creating a victimizing scenario so that she can get sympathy, the same way Jussie Smollett wanted some attention and some sympathy. That these are sick, mentally sick people. That's what narcissism does. It makes you mentally sick. Mentally sick. This was blown way out of proportion. Way out of proportion.
And I just feel very
Now if you were to have a split screen, if you had a split screen as to how Jussie Smollett went into crying and Juanita Bynum went into, if you had a split screen of both of them, same thing, identical. Watch her now.
Like I said, I can deal with him. I can, and I do.
There she goes. Here comes the fake waterfall. And she's squeezing. She's not even looking at the camera. She's turned her face like Jussie Smollett. She's squeezing hard, but there ain't nothing coming out. And that camera is far away. It's not even a close-up like Jussie Smollett. This camera's far away, and she's trying hard to squeeze. And not one drop is coming. Crocodile tears. Claiming to be injured, claiming to be wounded, claiming to be the victim, claiming to be hurt, but wanting to devour the honorarium and all the money this guy gave her and still owes her.
And I take them, and I do. And I'm not one to, I'm not one to get on Facebook and rebuttal anything that anybody would want to say about me, because in my own mind, you know.
Now she went from complete crying to no crying. She went from being choked up to now speaking normal. How do you do that? How do you compose yourself? How do you shift gears in 1 second? How does that even happen? No. Most times they say, can we take a break? Can you shut the camera off? Can we take a break? This is a crocodile in action. But it's a Jussie Smollett copycat. That's what she is. She's a Jussie Smollett copycat. She created a victimizing story. But she hasn't been victimized. She wasn't even there. She was at the airport when this guy supposedly looked at her panties. How could you be at the airport getting into your ride to the hotel and someone inadvertently looked at your panties, and now you're all crushed, brokenhearted, wounded, to the point of tears, to the point where now you can't preach, to the point now where you're having nightmares, because one person out of 1,000 at this conference knows what your panties look like. One person out of, it's not like he put your panties on Facebook and said, look, everybody, these are the prophetess's panties. We're getting a sneak preview of her panties. No, he didn't put it on Facebook. Supposedly one person, but it doesn't bother her when her entire staff looks at her panties. Because her panties are like the Holy Grail. They have to take it out, you know, it's ceremonial when you take her stuff out of her suitcase and you lay it out. I mean, it's got to be done with such class and such reverence because they're her panties. Yeah, she doesn't mind it. She doesn't mind it when a bunch of women and staff members are dealing with her undergarments. That's weird. Listen, I don't want anybody dealing with my underwear. My wife deals with my underwear. I don't want anybody dealing with my underwear. That's my underwear. You think I have an assistant around here that takes my underwear and lays it out for me so when I come out the shower, my underwear? No, I go get my own drawers. And when I come down after taking a shower, my wife says, did you change your drawers? Like if I'm a little kid. Yes, honey, I changed my drawers. Because, you know, I mean, that's what mamas do. I mean, she does that to my son all the time. Did you change your drawers today? So she thinks I'm her son, too. So when I come down, did you change your drawers? Yeah, I changed them. Here they are. I'm putting them in the hamper. I'm going to the laundry room to put my drawers in the hamper, because you don't want them on the floor in the bedroom, so I'm bringing them right to where you have told me for the last 30 years where you want me to put my drawers, because for 30 years you've been telling me to pick them up off the floor, and for 30 years you've been telling me to put them in the laundry room hamper, so that's where my drawers are going. But without fail, did you change your drawers? That's the only person that has seen my drawers, handle my drawers. But it wouldn't bother me if the whole world saw my drawers. I would not be crushed. I would not be crushed if someone came into my house, took all my underwear out, did an underwear video of me, and I saw it on Facebook. It wouldn't bother me a bit. You know what I would go do? I would tell my family, let's go out to dinner. But, Daddy, they put your drawers on YouTube. Who cares? I don't care. I don't care. It won't bother me. Who cares about your drawers? But you see, she wants attention. She wants attention. Now, as you can see, she cried and she got. But look, like Jussie Smollett, this thing has blown up in Juanita Bynum's face. As I told you, I've been watching, I've been going to YouTube, looking at other people's posts. I've been looking at other people's posts. And when I read the comments in other people's posts, Juanita Bynum does not come out smelling like roses. She does not come out smelling like roses. In fact, people are saying that her story doesn't add up. Juanita Bynum's story doesn't add up. The same way they said that Jussie Smollett's story didn't add up. Same way. Listen, they're saying the same thing. Same thing. Okay, so now, let me play this for you. This is Jussie Smollett, and again, being discussed on the Trevor Noah comedy show, and let's see what Trevor Noah has to say about Jesse Smollett. And it's coming up just shortly, right after this commercial, this embedded YouTube commercial. Okay. All right, let me put up the volume.
Yeah, I don't know what the details of the Jussie Smollett story are going to end up being. What I do know is right now, the story just doesn't make sense in the pieces that it's laid out as, right? Like, I'm not saying that he is lying. I'm just saying that his story doesn't seem to line up with what's happening because these guys admitted to punching him. So that part of the story is now effectively dead, right? You can't look for people when they said, yes, we are the guys that punched him. Now the story is going to be, did you pay them to punch you or not? Are they part of it or not? And then it has to be like, well, then why did they do this to you just randomly? Like, what, two Nigerian guys walking around in Chicago's freezing weather and then shouting, this is MAGA country. Like, it's a weird thing to shout as a Nigerian person. This is like a strange... So, yeah, no, like, it, I don't know where it's going to go, how it's going to go. I do know if I was Trump, this is a home run in my world. Because so many people jumped on board before they even, like, waited to see what it was about. They're like, just like, I don't know, we live in a world where people are too enthusiastic at jumping at stories that confirm their biases, and instead of just pausing and going, what do I make of the story? What do I make of this story? Of my own volition. Forget your political anythings. You know, this is like, what does it confirm your biases? That's when I always think you have to be even more vigilant, is when it confirms everything you've believed. And this goes for both sides of people. We're like, because Trump supporters are in the deepest conspiracies ever. It's not like anyone's immune to this. But I think increasingly, since Trump has come into power, people have become increasingly willing to accept any story that confirms anything about a Trump supporter or Trump or a white person. Or it's just like, and I always go like, do not become the thing that you disdain. Do not become the thing that you hate, because then what are you fighting for if you've become the thing that you're trying to fight against? So just take a moment. Just be like, yo, man, how do I feel about the story? What is this? And then you go from there. And I will say, if Jussie's lying, like, he's completely screwed. I don't know where you go. I don't know where, you know. It does sound like an Empire plotline, I will say that. Like, if I was the Empire people, I'd be like, we'd set the whole thing up as a commentary on society. That's what I would do. I don't know, because right now, really, it's either Jussie gets these guys arrested and sent to jail, or he comes out and says, no, I worked with them. That's the, you realize those are the only options. These guys go to jail for a hate crime, by the way, not just assault, for a hate crime. Or, you know, and now he's like, oh, the cops, how do we trust these Chicago cops? They've lied about so many. Yes, yes, don't get me wrong. The Chicago PD has lied about many things when it includes themselves. Cops have lied to further their own goals. This had nothing to do with them. Wasn't a story about police. Wasn't a story. Yeah, they lied about Laquan McDonald. They lied about shootings. They lied about drugs on people. But this is a completely separate thing where they had nothing to gain or lose by him being proved right or wrong. Like, either way in the story, they were going to arrest a black person, so they were winning. So I don't see why the cops are suspected in it. But we'll see how it unfolds. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, well, he ruined his career. Jussie Smollett ruined his career. He was kicked off the show. He was kicked off the show, was indicted. The charges were dropped by the local prosecutor there in Chicago, but it has been picked up by the federal government. Now he's in worse trouble. And the city of Chicago wants Jussie Smollett to pay the city of Chicago back $150,000 for the money they spent in police overtime looking for the white guys he claims that beat him up, where in fact he paid his personal trainer and one of his co-workers to beat him up, and they were black. That's right. A hoax. How is it going to end for Winnie the Bynum? I suspect pretty much like Jussie Smollett. I suspect that now Winnie the Bynum has shot herself in the foot and her engagements are going to diminish. I doubt very much that pastors are going to want to deal with a diva like Winnie the Bynum. I'm sure that people who had ideas about contracting Juanita Bynum for their conference, they are saying, no way. This woman is just too much trouble. What will she say about me? What kind of lie will she say about – that's what pastors are thinking. What kind of lie will this woman make about me so that she can run off with the money? So it's over for Juanita Bynum. It's over. It's over. It's over. I predict it's over. I predict that she is going to be in so much financial trouble because she got greedy and she got stupid. And she just did a Jussie Smollett. That's all. That's what she did. And like him, she will pay for it. Because no one's calling Jussie Smollett. No one's giving him a job. No one's hiring him. No, he's being punished for being the fool that he is, for claiming that he was the victim of a hate crime when there was no crime at all, when it was a hoax. That's what's going to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen to Juanita Bynum. Oh, she'll survive because she has her YouTube fans that are going to believe anything she says. But as far as churches, that's a done deal. As far as pastors inviting her, that's a done deal. She's finished. She is finished. Good riddance. Good riddance. Well, that's the end of today's show. Love you much in Jesus. We'll be back tomorrow because tomorrow we're going to talk about is Juanita Bynum a prophetess of the Lord or a present-day bozo the clown. And I suspect she's a present-day bozo the clown. Get your free copy of Jackass Church Bishops by emailing me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com. freechurchbooks@gmail.com. Get your free copy. It's, when I say free, it's free. Get your free copy of Jackass Church Bishops, the one book, no member in the Joint College of African American Bishops wants you to read. Not one member of the Joint College of African American members want their church leaders to read that book or their church members to read the book. Get your copy. Email me today. Love you much in Jesus. I'll see you tomorrow if the Lord has not come back. God bless you.
Special dedication to my brothers and sisters on the great continent of Africa. Saints in Malawi, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe. Don't be deceived by what America's sending y'all,
yeah,
man.
Let me begin. While there's still ink left in my pen, I'm set to contend. For truth, you can bet will offend. Deception within. The church, man, who's letting them in. We talked about this years ago. Let's address it again.
Yeah.
And I ain't really trying to start beef. But some who claim to be part of the sheep got some sharp teeth.
Whoa.
It cats get mean when you criticize them. But Jesus told us, Matthew 7:16, we can recognize them. And God forbid that for the love of some fans, I keep quiet and watch them die with their blood on my hands. So there's nothing left for me to do except to speak to you in the spirit of Jude 3 and 2 Peter 2. And I know that some will label me a Pharisee, because today the only heresy is saying that this heresy. I dare to be specific and drop some clarity on the popularity of the gospel of prosperity. Turn off TBN, that channel is overrated. The pastors speak bogus statements, financially motivated. It's kind of like a pyramid scheme. Visualize heretics Christianizing the American dream. It's foul and deceitful, they're lying to people, teaching that camels squeeze through the eye of a needle. Ungodly and wicked, ask yourself, how can they not be convicted? Treating Jesus like a lottery ticket. And you're thinking they're not the dangerous type, because some of the statements are right. That only prove that Satan comes as an angel of light. This teaching can't be believed without a cost. The lie is you can achieve a crown without a cross. And I hear it all the time when they speak on the block. Even unbelievers are shocked how they're fleecing the flock. It should be obvious then. Yeah, I'll explain why it's sin. Peep the Bible, it's in 1 Timothy 6:9-10. It talks about how the desire for riches has left many souls on fire in stitches, mired in ditches. Tell me, who would teach you to pursue as a goal the very thing that the Bible says? there to ruin your soul, huh? Yet they're encouraging the love of money. To make it worse, they've exported this garbage into other countries. My heart breaks even now as I'm rhyming. You want to know what all false teachers have in common?
What?
It's called selfism, the fastest growing religion. They just dress it up and call it Christian. Don't be deceived by this funny biz. If you come to Jesus for money, then he's not your God.
Money is.
Jesus is not a means to an end.
No.
The gospel is he came to redeem us from sin. And that is the message forever I'll yell.
Down.
If you're living your best life now, you're headed for hell.
Talk to him.
Joe Osteen.
Osteen,
let him know.
Crackle Dollar is a
Osteen,
job.
Well, to
Benny Hinn is a
Osteen,
job.
I know they're popular, but don't let them deceive ya.
Talk to him.
T.D. Jakes is a
Osteen,
job.
Tell the truth.
Joyce Meyer is a
Osteen,
job.
Let him know.
Paula White is a
Osteen,
job. You should determine, let the Bible lead ya.
Keep going.
Fred Price is a
Osteen,
job.
Tell the truth.
Kenneth Copeland is a
Osteen, job.
Well, to
well.
Robert Tilton is a
Osteen,
job. I know they're popular, but don't let them deceive ya.
Talk to him.
Prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their sensuality, and because of them, the way of truth will be blasphemed. And in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. Their condemnation from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep. 2 Peter 2:1-3.